Kid Craddock in the morning.
Boy, nothing can break up a random Wednesday like a celebrity waiting on hold. Let's see who we got. Kid Craddock in the morning. Hello. It's Seth Rogen, you guys.
Hi, Seth.
Calling in because his movie premieres tonight.
Oh, I thought he was going to call in and apologize for saying I was garbage compared to Zac Efron.
Congratulations in advance on what I know is going to be a big opening for your movie.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I hope it all goes well.
Are you nervous? Is there? What are you thinking right now on the day of? What do you think?
I don't know. I always just, you got to keep your fingers crossed. That's all. You never know. Good and bad. You can never tell.
Yeah, this is not your first rodeo. You've made dozens of movies. Is the day it comes out a special day for you usually?
It's usually a pretty nerve-wracking day, yeah. You're going to see whether or not you've financially failed or
not. Do you take bets and stuff like with your friends and predict, I'll put $100,000, man. I bet we'll make this amount of money.
Yeah, we're getting $100,000. Well, your friends.
When you're going to do $22 million, why not?
You hope.
Maybe some people do that. We don't do that. Yeah. That would be nice.
Seth, it was so fun having you here. You bring a room up with your.
He does.
Your attitude is so great, and you're always in a great mood, and you're laughing. I could learn a lot from you. And I wanted to ask you when you were here, and I forgot. Do you have some sort of spiritual thing that you subscribe to? Do you have some way of living that that you might be able to share with us that makes you so happy all the time?
I don't have a particular spiritual real ideology. I don't know. Honestly, my ideology is to just try to enjoy life while it lasts and try to be nice to people because that would make your life better.
But
for selfish reasons, be nice to people.
Have you ever been miserable? Have you had long periods? Is this a change for you? Were you always a happy-go-lucky, go-with-the-flow guy?
When I was younger, I think I was less happy maybe a little bit. I was like an angsty kid at times.
Sure.
But I think... like in high school here and there. But I think, for most of my adult life, I've been in a generally good mood for most of it.
Well, celebrity or not, you're a joy to hang out with, and you're welcome back anytime. I mean that.
Thank you very much. I'll come back all the time.
I'm going to go see the movie. Tell me, is there something, some particular part of it we should look for so we can tell our friends, like, oh, Seth Rogen told me to be sure to pay attention to this.
Yeah, don't go take a pee break because this is coming up.
Something makes us feel like we're inside.
I don't know. It's all crazy. It's a pretty insane movie. People have really been enjoying it. It just gets crazier and crazier as it goes on. So don't think you figured it out. It'll keep getting weirder and weirder.
Don't take a big gulp with you into the theater so you can sit there.
I know, but I get real thirsty in movies. Seth, I'm curious because I know this question probably gets asked to you a lot about, do you ever go incognito to the movie to see how people react? But I wonder if you ever go and maybe stand up in the theater and scold people for texting.
I would never do that. It's very important, that's all I know. I've gone to the movies to watch. Sometimes it's fun to watch it with an audience.
Yeah,
that's cool.
It's painful to watch with an audience if it doesn't.
Right. Speaking of texting on the smartphone, though, there's something that happened since you've done our show, and I wonder if we were the precipice for it. You joined Instagram the day you visited our show.
Yes, the day after, actually.
Okay, coincidence?
Yes, complete coincidence.
Damn it.
Dang it.
All right.
We wanted to take credit for that.
Oh, man. So that, at Seth Rogen that I tagged in my Instagram photo of us wasn't you?
No, that's a fake one.
Huh.
It is now, though. Now it's me.
Yeah. What's your Instagram name?
It's just Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen. I think we can call it.
That's a good one right there.
That's an easy, huh?
The movie is This Is the End.
Competition, but I got
right. The movie is This Is the End, starring the guy on the phone here, Seth Rogen, along with Evan Goldberg and Jason Stone. But the cameos are going to make it. You got James Franco, Jonah Hill, Jay Baruchel, Danny McBride, Craig Robinson, just a ton, like Beyonce
Rihanna, different.
freaking everybody's in this movie, and you got to go see it. It's called This Is the End. I'm going to see it today. Thanks for taking the time, Seth. Good to talk to you, man. Look at Seth. He cares so much about his movie, even after doing a full-length interview with us.
I know.
He calls in the day that it opens just to remind us.
Don't worry. It's okay to be late to work. Sometimes. More Kid Craddock in the Morning is on the way.